KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm John Sepulvedo. We begin with a dose of irony. That's because as the smoke gets thicker from two wildfires on the Central Coast, we're getting a clearer picture of how Californians escape the flames. For example, the Whittier Fire. Here's a picture by the numbers. Nearly 11,000 acres. That's how much land has been burned. 25%. That's how much of the fire has been contained. 3,500. That's how many people were evacuated, including Sam Masson. He operates a camp near where the fire broke out. He says on Saturday afternoon, he saw a large plume of smoke.
First step was to notify all the campers. The second step was to start getting ourselves ready. As the smoke was building, go around and tell the people, okay, well, it's time to go.
Some 250 campers evacuated. His wife, Melinda, one of them. Both are staying at the Red Cross Emergency Shelter in Goleta for the foreseeable future. Now, as we talk about Goleta, there was concern the Alamo Fire would spread to that town just east of Santa Barbara. The Alamo is the other major wildfire burning in Santa Barbara County. It's burned close to 30,000 acres and is 20% contained. But Lance Orozco from KCLU in Thousand Oaks says new climate conditions and new cavalry have arrived.
Firefighters are getting some relief on two fronts. First, the weather is cooler and the wind has dropped, which is a big break from some of the extreme fire conditions over the weekend. And second, additional firefighting resources have come in to help relieve worn-out crews. Some firefighters have been on the job since Thursday when the Alamo Fire started. Mark Fontillo with the U.S. Forest Service is the incident commander for the Whittier Fire. He says with much of the fire burning on rugged mountain slopes, fighting it is tough and aircraft play a critical role.
The biggest challenge right now is the terrain and getting the crews in there. You know, we don't have a lot of natural barriers. We've got structures, ranches we need to protect.
Firefighters say it's too soon to even speculate on when they might be able to contain the two blazes. For the California Report, I'm Lance Orozco in Thousand Oaks.
Okay, if we were to talk about popular things in California, we might think of things like the beach or the culinary scene or Obamacare. Yes. In fact, according to a recent poll from Berkeley, some 65% of Californians support the Affordable Care Act. Now, this support is buoyed by the state marketplace, Covered California, one of the most stable in the country. But it hasn't worked so well for folks in more rural regions, like the northeast corner of the state. Health reporter April Domboski explains why, and she begins at a cattle ranch.
Aaron Alba peers out from under the brim of his cowboy hat, surveying the acres of hayfields in front of him. Right now, he's in charge of more than 400 cows.
Each one has their own personality, and they're wired differently. And some of them you like being around, and some of them you just as soon not have to deal with.
This corner of Lassen County is remote. Alba's closest neighbor lives a half mile away.
And that's my brother. We live on the same ranch. If I want to go see a movie, it's 70 miles round trip. If I want to go bowling, that's 100 miles round trip.
Living a half day's drive from civilization, Alba says you learn to do without. If your refrigerator breaks, you put your food on ice until the weekend when you can go buy a new one. Same thing with health care.
Put a Band-Aid on it. I was raised, you know, you don't need to cry and to suck it up, buttercup, and that's kind of the way I still live, and I try to treat my kids the same way.
So when people are already used to doing without health coverage, it's particularly annoying to have the government say you have to buy it. Just like the movie theater, most doctors are miles away. In Modoc County, there's nowhere to have a baby. Tessa Anklin gave birth to her son in Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Which is actually an hour and a half from here.
Anklin makes about $15 an hour as a receptionist. Her husband does seasonal work, baling hay and herding cattle. 2 years ago, they had a plan through Covered California, and with the subsidy, they paid $2 a month.
We had a $10,000 deductible, so really we had nothing.
Then last year, her monthly premium jumped to $600. Same plan, same household income, same hour and a half drive to see doctors they almost never need. Anklin thought of all the other ways she could spend that money.
It makes a car payment. It's certainly almost your mortgage payment. Groceries for at least 4 months.
That's the reason she decided to cancel her health plan this year and go without. But she still has to pay a penalty. Anklin says she'd be happy to see Republicans get rid of Obamacare.
To me, it's no good. To me, it's no good. If you have to force people to pay yet another something out of their paycheck when they're already trying to survive with what they have, it should be an option.
But here's the thing. The Republican repeal and replace bill wouldn't make things much better for Anklin and her neighbors. A new analysis shows average premiums in California would double under the GOP plan. For Anklin, they would triple. That's not what she had in mind.
I'd love that insurance could be more affordable for families that need it, for families that work hard for it.
With the Republican bill now in flux, Democrats have been more willing to admit to Obamacare's flaws. But it's not clear if the two parties can agree on a fix that helps people like Anklin. If they can't, she says her family will continue to just do without. For the California Report, I'm April Domboski in Modoc County.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, celebrating 20 years of advancing healthcare that works for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org. Personal Capital, the website that shows all financial accounts in one place and helps plan for retirement, personalcapital.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Okay, so I don't know what's going on with the lottery in California, but a few weeks ago we told you about a winning Powerball ticket that was sold in Southern California worth $440 million. Well, today let me tell you about California teenager Rosa Dominguez. She's 19. She was on a trip back from Arizona, and she bought a winning lottery ticket at a gas station worth $555,000. A few days later, she decides she's going to try her luck again. She buys another ticket, and she hits for $100,000. First thing, Rosa, if you're listening to me, go buy me a lottery ticket, please. Second, I want to know, do you play the lottery? And if so, how much have you won? What's your best lottery story? You can tweet me. I'm at JohnLGC. That's been the California Report for Tuesday, July 11th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.